The annual Kitsch Contest, known as the Eurovision Song Contest, takes place later today. It's always held in the home country of the previous year's winner. This time, it's authoritarian Azerbaijan in Central Asia. So it's been hard to avoid politics at what's supposed to be a non-political event. Vicky Barker reports on both the contest and the context.
They're back. John and Edward, a.k.a. Jedward, Irish twins with scary, upswept hairdos, have made it to the Eurovision finals a second time. Lucky Eurovision, they say.
Before, Eurovision was like something that was in the background, the distance that some people would watch, but now it's like a really mainstream
We brought
thing.
Eurovision back to the glory days.
But they'll have stiff competition from the apple-cheeked Bernovo grannies of rural Russia in their colorful peasant skirts. And zippy bilingual dance number. This is not an official Eurovision entry. This is Emin Agalarov. The aspiring pop star is also the son-in-law of Azerbaijan's president. He'll serenade the crowd during the voting. The president's wife chairs the Eurovision Organizing Committee. And the president's hand has been detected in the recent arrests and beatings handed out to pro-democracy marchers and to locals protesting the homes they say were bulldozed to build Eurovision facilities.
Ladies and gentlemen!
The 56-nation European Broadcasting Union, which runs the Eurovision Song Contest, must have seen this coming when Azerbaijan won last year. Ingrid Deltendre is EBU Director General.
Why are we going with a song contest to Azerbaijan? Because it's according to the rules.
She says Eurovision has no control over individual countries' hiring decisions or their human rights policies. Amnesty International's Nicola Duckworth wants Eurovision and participating countries to publicly condemn the human rights abuses in Azerbaijan.
European governments and the European Broadcasting Union have maintained really a deafening silence about these abuses.
If you love someone, follow your heart.
There's been a no comment from the British entrant, 76-year-old crooner Engelbert Humperdinck. He'll be serenading the Azerbaijani people with a ballad called Love Will Set You Free. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Trust in your dreams, run with no fear, and if you should stumble, remember...
This is NPR News.